Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump says his social media post saying he will be arrested Tuesday was based on media reports, and a spokesman says there's been no official contact with prosecutors in Manhattan, where a grand jury is investigating hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels. NPR's Juliana Kim has details.
On Saturday morning, Trump wrote on social media that, quote, illegal leaks, end quote, indicate that he will be arrested on Tuesday. Trump didn't specify what he may be charged with, but he did condemn the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Prosecutors there have been investigating whether Trump broke any laws with payments allegedly made to cover up an extramarital affair with adult film actress Stormy Daniels. There has been no official announcement of any plans to indict Trump, and the DA office declined to comment on the timeline. But if it does occur, Trump would become the first former president to be indicted in U.S. history. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
An earthquake has struck off the coast of Ecuador. It's killed at least 14 people and damaged buildings in several cities. A tremor also felt in northern Peru, as the BBC's Leonardo Rocco reports.
Half of Ecuador's provinces felt the effects of the quake, which had a magnitude of 6.8, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The southern province of El Oro was the worst affected. The emergency services said people there were still trapped inside collapsed houses. Videos posted online show residents removing rubble in the search for survivors. President Guillermo Lasso made an appeal for calm after visiting a hospital in the southern city of Machala. Ecuador has a history of devastating earthquakes.
Ukraine says a key deal that allows it to ship grain through a Russian blockade in order to combat a global food crisis has been extended for 120 days, but Russia says it's only agreed to continue the Black Sea Grain Initiative for half that time. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the grain deal was due to expire today, but, quote, as a result of our talks with the two sides, we have secured an extension to the deal. The Ukrainian infrastructure minister, Oleksandr Kubrakov, said the extension was for an additional 120 days. The UN-brokered pact was agreed in July last year and was extended in November for an additional 120 days. As the date for another extension approached, Russia made clear that it preferred to extend it for only another 60 days. Speaking while on a visit to Cairo, Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said Turkey would make efforts for a further extension beyond 2 months. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Russian President Vladimir Putin made an unannounced visit to the occupied Ukrainian city of Mariupol today after traveling to Crimea yesterday to mark the 9th anniversary of its annexation. This is NPR. There's been no official statement about a deal to rescue the troubled European bank Credit Suisse, but talks are ongoing this weekend in hopes of reaching an agreement with Switzerland's biggest bank, UBS, before European financial markets reopen on Monday amid worries about the health of Western banks following the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank in the U.S. There will be a new champion this year in the NCAA men's basketball tournament after Kansas, a defending champion, was eliminated in the second round this weekend. Greg Eklund reports.
The 8th-seeded Arkansas Razorbacks shocked number 1-seeded Kansas 72-71 to advance to the Sweet 16 regional in Las Vegas. Razorbacks coach Eric Musselman has more than 200 career wins, but says this one is hard to top.
That's as great a win as I've ever been a part of. Again, because of the history of Kansas, because of some of their veteran players that were part of a championship team last year.
Kansas played without its head coach, Bill Self, this postseason because of a medical condition he suffered ahead of the Big 12 tournament earlier this month. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
Kansas is the second top-seeded team to be eliminated from the tournament. The first was Purdue, which was stunned Friday night by Fairleigh Dickinson University. FDU now faces Florida Atlantic today, with the winner earning a spot in the Sweet 16 at New York's Madison Square Garden. The women's tournament got underway this weekend with first-round games yesterday. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.